Did you have any places to keep your tools or machinery?
I didn't have too much machinery.
I see.
I remember just had two turning plows. All we ever had, one of them was a wooden beam. Wooden beam turning plow, and then wooden beam shovel stop, they call it. Had a little bull tongue plow. I wanted them hang up on the wagon. I got a covered wagon out there, you can see directly. And this little looked like just existed, sort of. Can't explain it.
Deacon Farm, that'll bring in Mississippi, right back here.
In Georgia.
Well, Georgia. You'd be surprised how things do differ and change from place to place. That's what makes it interesting. That's why I ask about the same questions wherever I am.
Yeah.
And then I can see how things
George, you raise his fruit, don't you? The rest
a lot of it.
That's the fruit in Georgia. Georgia peaches awful good.
Right.
Yeah, they're different there.
Where did you keep the different farm animals?
Animals?
Cows,
didn't have but very few cattle, just one cow and a calf all we ever had. Just you give it for your own family.
Uh-huh.
And furthermore, matter of fact, everybody had a little orchard around the house. What I mean by that, very small. Two apple trees maybe, and two peach trees, and two, maybe one pear tree. And go all they could for their own family, but didn't try to raise enough feed to feed the whole nation.
Mm-hmm.
And they tried to have just enough to get by on. As we all was poor, and some was more poor than others. And my daddy and me would look out on the more poor side.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd dry apple.
I guess you're taking that.
Well, that's fine. I appreciate anything that you can add here. where did you milk the cows? Did you milk them outside?
Outside.
Sometimes outside and sometimes in the stable.
Uh-huh. Yeah, where did you have a kind of a fenced in place?
We did sometimes out of little poles. Tie a pole from one tree to another. About a 10-foot pole to 20-foot pole, and fence them in a pen like that.
And feed them.
And feed them just a little. Let's make them stink.
I see.
And mother had me to rope off the calf. She cow wouldn't give her milk down. And first began. Mm-hmm. Let suck a few minutes. The calf began to give her milk down. Me rope the calf off. One time I done that by a calf of 2 months old. When he weaned it at 2 and a half, I learned how to rope a calf when he's young. And got to begin breaking steers when they're very young. Not begin when they're 2 months old or such a matter. And then they're awfully easy to talk. They're more easier than mules. Mm-hmm. Once you learn them, they don't forget it. Mm-hmm. And sometimes Daddy had an old mule that was a cold-shouldered. Had to break him every Monday morning. Then the rest of it, one day, he's ready to be broke again. But the calves knocked that away.
I see.
You teach them going to a certain stable to get their feed, why, they walk right by another stable, maybe have a better feed, and then go down to their stable. They go to their own stable to be fed.
I never knew that. They're
just pets.
They've just come pets.
You've got to start in with a herd, or they get bigger. Big old bennies. They're stubborn.
Mm-hmm. But a mule's got a mind of its own.
They make you off. You don't have to ride the steer, but you usually have to ride a mule to get that quicker.
Uh-huh. How about the hogs? Where did you keep the hogs?
I had a little pen. And back in the early days, it ran outside. Mm-hmm. Before we had we call it no-fence law. In the setting up of this country, everybody cleared a piece of land, he put a fence around it to keep the wild beasts and the hogs and things on the outside from eating up his crop. That went on to about 1910. The law was passed, everybody fenced their land, and if it had a pasture or fences, and sold your pasture. But now, then, the cows all ran outside, hogs ran outside, and my job was to go out late in the afternoon and drive the old calf that had been running out all day in the woods and in the fields that had been thrown away to drive her up to be milked. Had a bell on her, and I drive her up and the bell would rattle, you know, and I hear about that and go get her and bring her up.
I see.
And so,
milk cow wore a
bell, especially from the others, separate, I mean.
In the past, love for everybody to get your cattle and let their farm be on the outside. So then they had to make pastures for the stuff.
You cultivate your land on the outside and sit on the inside. Now
then you had to... Just the other way around.
Yeah, right.
I see.